Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 18, The Perfection of Renunciation. Text 67, Gopal?
68.
Right.
67 was yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, text 68. I will first do word for word, and then we'll do the Sanskrit. Please repeat. Yaha idam paramam gujam mat bhakteshu abhidashyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mam eva eshyati asangsayaha. Ya idam paramang gujam mat bhaktesha didashati mat bhaktesha bidasyati bhaktim maya parang gritva mam evasyatya sangsaya. Yairang paramangujang madbhaktesha bidashati dasati bhakting mayi parankritva mangevasyatya sangsayaha yairang paramangujang mat bhaktesha didasyati jaktesha bidasyati bhaktim mayi parankritva mangevasyatya sangsayaha. Yamidam paramangujam mad bhaktesha vidasyati bhaktim mayi parankritva mam evasyati asamsaya Akhila, you like to try? Ya idam paramangujam mad bhaktesh abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mang evasyati asangsaya. Ya idam paramangujam mat bhaktesha vidhasyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mam evasyati asangsaya. Please repeat. Yaha. Anyone who? Idam. This. Paramam. Most. Gujam. Confidential secret. Mat. Of mine. Bhakteshu. Amongst devotees. Abhidasyati. Explains. Bhaktim. Devotional service. Mayi. Unto me. Param. Transcendental. Kritva, doing. Mam, unto me. Eva, certainly. Eshati, comes. Asangsayaha, without doubt. Translation. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. Huh? Purport. Generally, it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed amongst the devotees only. For those who are not devotees will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. I'll read that one more time. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a subject matter for the devotees only and not for philosophical speculators. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he's sure to go back to home, back to Godhead. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamayang Dadati Swapadantikam Vandehang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavangstya Sri Rupang Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatam Vitang Tang Sajivang Sadvaitang Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brinda Vanishwari Vishabhano Sudadevi Priye Vancha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hari Om Tat Sat. Okay. Ya idang paramangujang mat bhaktesha bidasyati, bhakting mai parankritva mam evasyati asangsaya. So I was thinking when I read this verse, wow, this is really good news. Because, you know, we'll try to explain this verse, or Bhagavad Gita. And it says here, for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end, he will come back. So that's...
Back to God.
Yeah, that sounds really good. But then I thought I was supposed to give class on the previous verse. And when I read that, I thought, oh, this doesn't sound good at all. Because the previous verse, it says, this confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not really austere. I'm not so devoted. You know, today I didn't do much devotional service. And I'm a little bit envious. Maybe I'm a lot envious, I don't know. So, but we can work on those things. We can always get less envious, we can become more austere, more devoted, and we can become more engaged. Prabhupada says 24 hours, as the American says, 24/7, 365. That means, yeah, it means 24 hours in a day, you'll be engaged, always open, yeah. We should be always open, temple. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That is actually our policy in our temples. Sometimes, gets a little bit, you know. I don't want to call any names, but sometimes they put a sign that we are closed today. You can come on the Sunday feast because the managers just, they kind of... But the general policy is that our temples are open 24 hours. Anyway, so but we will not focus on that verse, but I was just thinking that, so I just wanted to share my thoughts with you. And so you can read that purport on your in your own time, if you like, of 67. And what I should also tell you, actually, that we have just spoken, I wasn't here, I'm sorry, about the two, well, maybe not most important verses, but definitely essential verses of Bhagavad Gita. And you probably know them. Man mana bhava mat bhakto, matiji mam namaskuru, mam evashi satyam te, prati jana, priyoshime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me. This is 1865. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. And I'll never forget, Guru Padma, he gave class on this verse. And you know what he said? He said this man mana. That means that Krishna is asking us to love him. Because, you know, and I myself, I find it a little bit kind of funny in one sense. That because there's these two big guys, you know, you can see them there. It's Arjuna, he's like the greatest warrior ever. And what does Krishna say? Think of me. And this is usually what lovers do. They say, you think of me? I will always think of you. So this is actually a love declaration that Krishna wants us and Arjuna to give to him. But we will say to Krishna, Krishna, I will always think of you. So this is really that we say to Krishna, I love you. You know, so manmana, bhava, madbhakta, become his devotee, majaji, worship him, and namaskuru, namaskar, you pay your obeisance to him. And then Krishna says, sarva dharmam prityagya mam ekang sharanam vraja, ahang tvang sarva pabhebhyo, moksha yishami ma suchaha. Ma suchaha. Don't worry, be happy. And how can you be happy? Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Ma suchaha. And the word for word is translated as do not worry. Don't worry, be happy. Abandon all varieties of religions and just surrender unto me. Sarva dharman parichakya, chak means renounce. Sarva dharma, all dharma, chak. Mam ekam, only to me, sharanam. You surrender to me only, Krishna says. Aham tvam. I, you, sarva papebhyo moksha. If you surrender to me, if you surrender to I, to Krishna, sarva, all pap, moksha. You will be freed from all pap, all sin. Masucha, don't worry. I guarantee it. So this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And actually Prabhupada says the real essence of Bhagavad Gita is 434. Because Prabhupada explains that surrender, it needs to take place with a guru, with Krishna's representative. What is that? Tatvidi prani patena pari prasnena sevya padek janti tegyanam gyaninas tatva darshina. Just try to learn the truth by surrendering spiritual master. He inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. Self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So that is really, in one sense, the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. But we should understand that it ties into these two verses. So Krishna is surrendering to me, and what means that surrender? It is actually you just think of Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami says, always think of Krishna and never forget him. I don't know the exact Sanskrit, but the word is there that all the rules should be a servant of that rule. Like you had this, maybe it's not the best example, maybe a little bit of my example, but you had this famous science fiction writer, Isaac Asimov, and he invented the laws of robotics. And the first law was that the robot cannot hurt a human being. And the second law is that he should not hurt himself unless it is in defiance of the first law. And then there was a third law, but I think the third law was that he, I forgot. But the point is that we should always think of Krishna. So if we have a rule, like for instance, fasting on Ekadasi, So if fasting on Ekadasi makes you forget Krishna, then don't fast on Ekadasi. Don't take it too literal. It's only a few more hours. But so like that. We should always try to think of Krishna. We should always understand that, you know, we come to Mangal Artik to, you know, never forget Krishna and to always remember him. We chant our japa to remember Krishna. And this is, it's actually a very high level. Sometimes Prabhupada says that, you know, you just do your devotional service and then indirectly you think of Krishna. And that is true. Like Prabhupada explains that the Grihastha, he works, and then, you know, if he gives 50% of his income, then automatically he will think of Krishna when he does his job. So that is true. Still, in the 8th chapter, Krishna says, Tasmat sarvesha kalasu mam anusmara yudya cha. Mam anusmar. You think of me, yudya cha. When you fight, he says to Krishna. He says, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. So with us, we can think that we should perform our prescribed duty and at the same time, we should think of Krishna in the form of Krishna. So we should actually try to think of Krishna when we do our service. And that is also, you know, it sounds a little bit stupid maybe, but in the old days of ISKCON, then devotees after, I mean, I don't know if they did bhajan, but, after class you have bhajans, I think it's very nice. And then actually the devotees, they had warm milk with Krishna book. Krishna book. Somebody would read from Krishna book. So then you prepare for sleeping and then you drink some hot milk, actually hot milk with bananas, and then you get very sleepy and then somebody reads Krishna book and then you fall asleep thinking of Krishna. So, I mean, I tried it, you know, once in Amsterdam and it wasn't very successful, but I think that some other, if you feel the inspiration and you have devotees that like to drink milk and listen to Krishna, then you can try and do that. And it's very nice, actually. It's very nice. So we should consider that, you know, to do that. Because then you can, you know, you can maybe even dream of Krishna, you know. Anyway, it's an idea. Okay, let's just look at the verse of today. So I'm a little bit trying to explain the supreme secret. And because there's another verse in the 9th chapter. It's called Raja Vidya. You know what that means? I know you know what it means. Can you tell us?
Knowledge about the king.
Almost good. Sanskrit is a very tricky language. Yeah, knowledge about the king, knowledge about Krishna. Nah, he's joking. It's knowledge about the king. I'll just go along with Krishnada's ecstasy. It's knowledge about the king, knowledge about Krishna, and that is called the king of knowledge. And the verse that Krishna says in that chapter is 9:2, Raja Vidya, Raja Gujam. It is the king of knowledge and the king of Gujam. Because here also, Krishna speaks about Gujam. He says in the beginning, you know, Yairam Paramam Gujam. He says the Paramam Gujam, supreme secret. And there it says Raja Gujam, the king of all secrets. Pavitram Idamam Uttamam, the purest and transcendental. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the pavitram idamam uttamam. It is the purest knowledge. Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means direct experience. Avagamam dharmyam. It gives direct perception of the self by realization. It is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting. And Krishna's kartum susukam kartum avyayam. Happily performed. Susukam kartum avyayam. Actually, avyayam means everlasting. So it's actually susukam kartum. Kartum means execute. Susukam. It is happily performed. Yeah, ever after, yes, yes. Once we do devotional service, and like with the gopis, Krishna says, you know, I cannot repay you. However, I have an idea. I will repay you with more devotional service. So when we hear this, because, I mean, most of us, at least me, are a little bit like materialist, And we want to have some money. You know, we work and then we're like, okay, now I want to have some money, you know, or at least some prasadam, or, you know, some, I don't know, fill it in. Burfi. Okay, it's very high level, Tavalti, burfi. I was more thinking of a beautiful girl, but no, burfi will work. So, but we want some, you know, fruit. We want some reward. So that is not really the idea with devotional service. The reward is actually you have to work more. You have to, yes, more devotional service. So yeah, we have to try to appreciate what is devotional service. This is called sadhana bhakti. That in the beginning we just do it out of duty, and we're not so what is it called? Yeah, enthusiastic. It's called utsahan. And another word is it's not so spontaneous. Raga nuga. We don't have so much rag, so much, you know, attachment, so much, so, you know. I always say that Raga Nuga, beginning of Raga Nuga, is like, you know, we've all been young, and then you generally have a birthday. So usually on that day, you're the first one to wake up. You're like, yes, where are my presents? Right? So if we have that from Mangal Arati, that is the beginning of Raga Nuga. They were like, oh, wow, Mangal Arati. And you're like, wake up, 3 o'clock, you're already like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, when are the curtains are going to open? Ah, oh, there's Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is Raga Nuga. But if you're like, and then you're like, oh, you know, I love Krishna so much, you know, at around 9 o'clock, just before breakfast, that is sahaja, taking it cheaply. That's not Raga Nuga. Yeah, it's prasadam bhav. So, how did I get there? Yeah, that is, it's joyfully performed, but in the beginning it's a little bit of a struggle. But the more we do it, like sometimes I say, you know, like I say it now to Krishnadas, that hopefully, you know, we stay devotees, and in about 40 years, you know, we'll these old men, and we cannot eat anything but prasadam. We start to get completely disturbed if we miss Mangal Arati. You know, we just completely kind of conditioned. You know, we're like these prisoners, you know, they're like 40 years in prison and then they get free and they don't know what to do anymore. They just want to go back to the prison. So then I hope that we become like that, you know, that they offer us Maya and we're like, where's the prasadam, you know, where is the Gaura Arati? I want Gaura Arati. That, you know, but we just have to keep practicing, then we'll come to that level. We don't know anything anymore but Krishna and Mangal Arati and like that. So but it's just a practice. And maybe we can even obtain the Raga Nuga. It's a little bit like Raga Nuga. If you just don't want to have anything else but Mangal Arati and prasadam. So but it takes practice. And Prabhupada says we need to make lifetime plans. Lifetime plans. So at one sense we want to, you know, be very enthusiastic. And at the same time we also have to make a lifetime plan. How am I going to become a pure devotee in one life? Okay, so that is a little bit, yeah, so that is what I was reading 9.2. So there Krishna says the secret. And I personally think, because that is also in that same chapter, I haven't studied it so much, it's also giving this same verse, Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto, you always think of me. So that is actually, as far as I understand, that is really the secret of Bhagavad Gita and of devotional service. You think of Krishna, you become his devotee, you worship him, and you pay his obeisances to him. Like I have one joke that sometimes I tell devotees that, you know, all these big temples and, you know, so much service, it's all like a little bit of a facade. It's like a, you know, a little bit of like a, but it's not really so important. Because at the end, like in the Christian religion, you have this person and he's got this list, you know, and if your name is not on there, then you cannot go to heaven. So I sometimes joke that there will also be, you know, giant Vijay or some, and they also have a list, and on this list there will be 2 or perhaps 3 numbers, and these 3 numbers, they need to be very, very high. And the first number is how many times did you bow down. The second number is how many pots did you wash. And the third number is how many toilets did you clean? The point is that you have to become humble. Because all this big service, it's good, but if it doesn't really make you humble, You cannot really enter Vaikuntha. You cannot really enter Vrindavan. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Trinada pisunichena, tarora pisisnana, maha dena mana dena, kirtaniya sadahari. So I many times say, if you don't want to chant, it's all right. You can be puffed up. You can just watch a movie and no, don't worry about it. But if you want kirtan, sada kirtan, always chant, Hari, you know, Hare Krishna, then you must become humble. And I notice it, you know, I have made many offenses to devotees, but I also made many apologies. And I always feel better after I apologize. And when I don't apologize, it's like a nut in my stomach. And I cannot chant so good anymore, you know. That is my own experience, my experience from what I feel. So I think it's true. From my experience, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that if you're humble, then it will be very easy for you to chant. You get the taste. So what is that? Trinada Pisunichisa? Tarora Pisunichisa. So not only you have to become humble, but you also have to give all honor to other people. What is the translation? Become more humble than a straw on the street. Give all respects to others. Tolerant, oh, that is it, yeah. You have to become tolerant like a tree. You have to become humble and tolerant. Because you can be humble, and then somebody, you know, steps on your foot, and then you punch him in the face. So then you kind of lost it. It's not really humble. So you have to also be tolerant. So you have to be humble and tolerant. And then you have to be ready to give all respects to others and not expect any respect for yourself. So basically, these other three, they also basically help you to become humble. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that I have now a very beautiful garland of Gopinath, and he says we should wear this verse as a garland around our neck. You know, become more humble than a straw on the street, become more tolerant than a tree, you know, be ready to give all respects to others and don't expect any, you know, honor for yourself. This is the definition of humility. Prabhupada says not to be afraid, not to be honored by others. So we are afraid that we're not being honored. You know, we're washing the pots and we're thinking nobody appreciates this. Nobody sees that I'm washing 100,000 pots, you know. So we're afraid that we're not being honored. So humble means not to be afraid, not to be honored. That is humility. That is given in the 13th chapter. There's all these things about knowledge. And the first quality of knowledge is humility. So without humility, that is also what I said in the beginning, that we need to inquire from the spiritual master submissively. You cannot go to a university and say, you know, all the time, challenge. I used to do that in school. And at some stage in high school, at some stage, the teachers refused our whole class to teach them. Because we were all the time challenging and making troubles. And the teacher said, we're not going to teach this class anymore. It was so bad. For like 1 or 2 weeks, they refused to give us class. So that was because we were not humble. So then the teacher cannot teach you anymore if you're not humble. So this is the beginning of knowledge, that you understand that, oh, actually I don't know, and this person knows more than me. Let me ask, you know, about Brahman. Let me ask, how can I come back to Krishna? Okay, now we'll ask for some questions, because otherwise Krishna Das will fall asleep. So are there any questions on this? Early kirtan, Manu things.
Who's Krishna?
Krishna is God. Yeah, that is a very important question. Janma karma chame divyam. So we have to understand that the janma and the karma of Krishna is divyam. He's not Maya. Like we are part of Maya, or our bodies are part of Maya, material energy. Our soul is spiritual. And with Krishna, it's not like that. His body is spiritual. So Prahlada Maharaj says, this is the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. And it's true. If you don't understand that Krishna is God, Prabhupada says the whole Bhagavad Gita becomes useless. So you have to understand that Krishna, as Prabhupada says it, is the supreme personality of Godhead. Should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders, Prabhupada says. And here, this is very important, this is what Krishna has said. Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. This is the essence of this purport. And then we'll end with a high note, as Krishna Karmaraj says. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, will advance in devotional activities, like chanting Hare Krishna, and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he's sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Heb je nog een...